Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la la la. Around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louie and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La la la, la 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to him, and he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance, da 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 da. When Dominic all comes to town and brings a chucharil. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La la la, la 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 la. La la la, la 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 la.
Hey, Dominic, what a Natal,
good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith. Today, we're going to be giving out the Pulpit Jackass of the Week Award, and since I did not give out the award last week, we're going to be giving out last week's award and this week's award out in this broadcast. So before I go there, let me just remind everyone that if you would like to receive from me, Moses Henry Jones, a free copy of two new ebooks that I'm putting out. One deals with the Roman Catholic invasion of the black church, the African American church. That book is called Jackass Church Bishops. Jackass Church Bishops. I explain how the Joint College of African American hee-hawing, asinine, clown-acting bishops has turned the African American church into a donkey republic. You can get that book. It's 15 chapters long, over 240 pages, over 260 footnotes. If you would like to get that book, and I'm sure you would, all you have to do is email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. The books is plural, freechurchbooks@gmail.com, and it's right there in the broadcast description. If you want that book, just email me. Now, if you want the other book, which is entitled Spirit of Python Dunce, and it's part of a trilogy, and I'm going to be giving away the entire trilogy. The entire trilogy is yours for the asking, but I'm giving Volume 1 away now, and I'll be giving out Volume 2 and Volume 3 later on throughout the year. But you can get all three books, but You can get Volume 1 now, and that book is called Spirit of Python Duns, Showing How Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he is a biblical moron. It proves he is a biblical moron. That book, since it's part of a trilogy, is only 8 chapters long, but what wonderful 8 chapters they are. The introduction is phenomenal. The open letter that I write to Jensen Franklin, even more phenomenal. The open letter I write to his 7 church members. He's got 7 churches, and I write an open letter to all the members of his 7 campus churches. That open letter is phenomenal, and of course, the introduction and the conclusion, plus 8 chapters. My brothers and sisters, I take Jensen Franklin to school because that dunce never went to school. And if you want that book, just email me, and you'll get it also. And my brothers and sisters, you know that I have plans to go down to Gainesville, Georgia. I have plans to go down to Jensen Franklin's backyard, and I'm going down with a team of men, and we're going to be giving out our postcards. I have a postcard made up. That postcard contains all 3 book covers on the front. For Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3 on the back, it explains to people how they can get the 3 books. They're, of course, the 3 e-books. And so I'm planning to go down to Gainesville, Georgia. It'll be sometime, you know, within the summer window. I got to get a team together. We have to get the dates. Lock down the hotel, and just make sure that we're all tight and synchronized when we go down there. And I'm planning to give out right now. I have 5,000 postcards made up, and if the Lord blesses me a little more, I might have another 5,000 made. And we're just gonna blanket. We're gonna go down like locusts, like when the locusts were dispatched to Egypt, and the locusts just blanketed Egypt and just didn't leave Egypt until the assignment was done. Well, that's what I'm gonna do with the team of guys I'm going with, and our goal is to put these postcards. In everyone we meet in Gainesville, our goal is to put the postcard in their hands and encourage them to request the book. And listen, these people need to know that Jensen Franklin just conned them. They just need to know what a bad, bad Bible teacher. Oh, he's bad. Jensen Franklin is really, he's an awful Bible teacher. Awful. Awful. And my trilogy is based on his idiotic book, which, by the way, was a New York Times bestseller. That's right. Jensen Franklin's imbecilic book, The Spirit of Python, was a New York Times bestseller. And it was gullible church people who put Jensen Franklin on that list. Well, we have our work cut out for us, saints. But I'm going down to Gainesville. If you would like to support that effort with a love gift, you can do so by going to our website at www.dailymannaandy.com. www.dailymannaandy.com. You can click on any one of those PayPal buttons there. I got to go in there. I got to revise the website. I haven't had any time to do that since I've been doing all these shows and doing a bunch of other things for the ministry. But I got to make it a point this week to go in there and revise the website and get it looking much better than what it is. But click on any one of those PayPal buttons and just whatever you feel to give. it will be greatly appreciated, and it is much needed because this ministry operates solely on the love gifts of God's people. And, you know, back in 2017, when I was in commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation back in 2017, I was engaged in just, you know, battling the Joint College of Bishops and putting together a 95 thesis. And it was Sister Marie who had asked me if I have ever heard of the teaching, the Spirit of Python. And I had to admit to my sister, no, I've never heard of it. Never heard of it. So some way, somehow, either she secured a copy for me or I got a copy. And listen, let me tell you, this guy is a moron. Jensen Franklin is a complete, he is so imbecilic. He is so imbecilic. He is so stupid. He is so dumb that even, the special ed department in your child's public school system could not accept him. That's how stupid he is. He's not even smart enough to go to your kid's special ed classroom. That's how moronic he is. But he brags that he's a super duper teacher. When back in 2017, I was so involved, but I dedicated all of 2018 to write the trilogy, and we have it. And by December, for Christmas, as an early Christmas gift, I sent Jensen Franklin Volume 1 in December. And I started to write the trilogy in January, and by November the three books were done. The three books were done, and I got off to the printer Volume 1. Like I said, I sent it to Jensen Franklin as a Christmas gift. I don't think he was too happy. I don't think it's not the kind of Christmas gift Jensen Franklin was expecting. But that's the one that I had for him, and too bad. You know, I've challenged Jensen Franklin to debate, but the yellow belly sapsucker has been hiding. He's got his head stuck in the proverbial sand with his tuchus up in the air. I wonder what he's going to do when we actually go down to Gainesville. I wonder what he's going to do, because I'm going to make sure. Because I'm going to check his schedule. I'm going to make sure that he's in town, because that's how I operate. That's how I operate. I'm not going down to Gainesville if Jensen's out of town. No, I want to go down to Gainesville. I want him to see me. I want him to get a good look at me as I'm handing out postcards. Because I'm going to ask him, what's up, yellow belly sapsucker? Why won't you debate me? I asked you in Volume 1 to debate me. I sent you an open letter in Volume 1. I sent you an open letter in Volume 2. And in Volume 3, I sent you the third open letter. And I'm still challenging you to debate me. Can you imagine? I mean, if Jensen Franklin walks out of he's at a restaurant, and he happens to walk out, and I'm in front of the restaurant giving out postcards, and there he is. He and I lock eyes. And I look at each other like Doc Holliday looked at Johnny Ringo. Remember in Tombstone when Doc Holliday and Johnny Ringo locked eyes? And Johnny Ringo wanted to fight, and Doc Holliday said, I'm your Huckleberry. He says, I wasn't talking to you. I am. I am, Jensen. I'm your Huckleberry, Jensen. And you know, Doc, it's amazing. Doc Holliday, Doc the Gunslinger, he's from Georgia. And Jensen's from Georgia, but Jensen's got no spine. Jensen Franklin's got no spine. He is a spineless preacher. A creature feature preacher at that. That's what he is. Well, let's talk about, listen, this award that I give out is a one-person award. I mean, the rule is that you got to give it out to one person. Now, last week I was so tied up, I couldn't do it last week. And of course, this week we got to give it to someone. So what I decided to do was to give this award out to a family. And I got some audio for you here. Let me just go here to the audio, and I'll play the first audio. And we'll see who it is that I'm talking about. Let's see who it is that our dear brother is talking about. Okay, here's the first audio. All right, let's go there. Hold on 1 minute, and maybe you can figure out the voice, and then you can tell me who has won the Jackass of the Week award. And like I said, because I didn't give it out last week, and I got to give it out today, I'm gonna combine last week and today and just give it to a family of Jackass Pulpit Tears. Here's the first audio. In this first audio, you'll hear a mama and her son.
Please come. We've got to secure this apostle on the earth, this rare vessel. We need to surround her with prayer. Pastor Brett, I'm going to ask you to pray over her life and over tomorrow.
Now, this happens to be the female that's talking is Rachel Knight, a nice young lady who has been suckered into believing that her in-laws are vessels, instruments used by God. She's been suckered, this poor little thing called Rachel here. And I'm partial to her because I have a daughter named Rachel. Now, my daughter Rachel's smart. But this one here, pretty but no brain. Pretty, but it's wonderful to look. If you're gonna be pretty, have a brain with that. Have a brain with your looks. Don't be pretty and dim with it. Well, her name is Rachel Knight. She's a young lady. She's a young mother. She has two young children, and her husband is Bradley Knight, who has already won the award once for Pulpit. Remember that Bradley Knight's the guy who told us all to dip our hands in polluted baptismal water. Remember when he was baptizing the kids in their diaper, and the diaper's full of poo and full of urine, and he's dunking them in this bowl from head to toe. And at the end of all those little baby baptisms, which Christians don't baptize, we do baby dedication. At the end, he looked into that bowl of murky, chocolate-looking, chunky soup water. And he says, now stick your hand in there, and if you're having problems having a baby, stick your hand in that water and then take your wet hand and put it on your genitals and start commanding your children to come forth. That's why he won the award. So that's the husband of this young lady. And now this young lady is asking us to pray for the apostle, and she's referring to her mother-in-law, who happens to be Paula White. So let's pick it up. She's saying, let's pray for the vessel of God, the apostle to the nations. And I'm going to ask Bradley, my husband, to pray for his mother, who happens to be Paula White. So as you can see, it's the White family who is winning the award this week. Here it is again.
Please come. We've got to secure this apostle on the earth, this rare vessel. We need to surround her with prayer. Pastor Brett, I'm going to ask you to pray over her life and over tomorrow.
If you can fast, I hate fasting now. It's tough, but I'm going to fast Monday.
Now, that's why he wins the award. He's a wolf. In addition to being a jackass, he's a jackass mentally, but spiritually he's a wolf. And he just told you, he says, I hate fasting. Well, all wolves hate fasting. That you have never, listen, you will never find in the wild, never, a wolf that fast. Never. But you see, what makes him a jackass is he's not supposed to let people know he's a wolf. He's supposed to be a wolf in sheep's clothing. But he's so stupid. This guy is so stupid that as soon as they give him the mic, he lets everybody know he's a wolf. And all the other wolves want to smack him for being so stupid. He says, I hate fasting. I hate it. Well, of course, all wolves hate fast. All of them hate fasting. I've never seen a wolf. Listen, when a wolf pack brings down a moose, when a wolf pack brings down a bear, any animal, you know, a caribou, when a wolf pack brings down a cow, do you know that a wolf will eat up to 25 to 30 pounds of meat in one sitting? That's why those caribous weigh 300-400 pounds, and you have a wolf pack of 15 that just keep eating till they can't move. You will never find a wolf. That's why Jesus says they are ravenous as wolves. Wolves have a bottomless pit for a stomach. They never fast. They're always eating. So this kid, whose mother has trained him to be a wolf in the church. Now, he's not supposed to give away the fact that he's a wolf. He's supposed to act like a lamb. But as you can, lambs fast. Lambs fast, but not wolves. Wolves, he says, I hate fasting. Of course you do. You're a wolf. Here it is again. Revealing his true spirit. He's so stupid. He doesn't even know how to act the part. You can be a wolf at home. You're not supposed to be a wolf at the church. You can be a wolf at the nightclub, but you're not supposed to be a wolf at. When you're at church, you're supposed to act like a lamb. You're supposed to say you like fasting. You're supposed to say you like to pray. You're supposed to say you like to read your Bible. You're supposed to act like a lamb. But as soon as they give him the mic, he advertises to everybody. He telegraphs to everybody. He's like, I hate fasting. Here he is.
Please come. We've got to secure this apostle on the earth. This rare vessel, we need to surround her with prayer. Pastor Brett, I'm going to ask you to pray over her life and over tomorrow.
If you can fast, I hate fasting now. It's tough, but I'm going to fast Monday. So if I don't like it, but I'll push to do it if you can.
He doesn't like it, but he's pushed to do it. He doesn't like fasting, but he's pushed to do it. Is this kid, and he's the pastor, mind you. He's the pastor. He's the senior pastor now. He's giving away everything. He's letting everybody know. I'm no shepherd. I'm a predatory wolf. I hate fasting, but I'm forced to. I'm forced to act the part. I'm forced to look and sound like an evangelical preacher. I'm forced, but I hate it. I hate it. Of course you hate it. It goes contrary to your true nature.
Join me. We'll corporately fast for mom. There's been multiple claims and efforts to try to sabotage him. And part of the reason that we have to pray.
He says there's been multiple claims and attempts to sabotage her. You don't need to sabotage Paula White, dimwit. No one needs to do anything against Paula White. Paula White will do it to herself. Just give Paula White a rope. Say, here, Paula, here's a rope, and at the end of the day, she would have hung herself. Nobody who has studied Paula White needs to even bother with her. She self-destructs. Stop talking stupid. There has been no attempts. The claims are bogus. Nobody's after your mother. No one cares about your mother. Your mother is a has-been. And you're just stupid. You're just as stupid as she is. No claims. There's been no claims against her. What claims? Who's made an attempt on her life? Nobody. You don't have to. Listen, I don't need to do shows on Paula. And now that I have this feature program of the where we give out a jackass pulpit award, I mean, I'm forced to do Paula because she keeps winning them. But if we didn't have this pulpit jackass award, I wouldn't be talking about her. She's a has-been. She was somebody back in the early 80s, 90s. She was somebody. Now she's a nobody, trying to find relevance by being in the White House as much as she can, but she's a has-been. She tries to insert herself into every conversation, into everything the president's trying to do. But she, one day she's going to get, when the president gets a real chief of staff, they're going to run her out of the White House for being a nuisance. No one's after Paula White. No one needs to go after Paula White. She'll do herself in, as she has done so hundreds of times before. Here's her son again with the bogus claim that they're out to get her. No one's out to get her. In fact, let me even say this. When Paula White was single, and she was throwing herself at every man in the church, borrowing a phrase from Austin Powers, she was trying to be the village bicycle. Even then, men weren't paying attention to Paula White. Even when she was throwing herself at them, the only one who took her to the candy store for one weekend was Benny Hinn. And look what it cost him. Look what it cost Benny Hinn to go out with Paula for a weekend. Look what it cost him. The only other fool that fell into Paula White's trap is the husband she's got now. But from the time that she divorced Randy White, she was throwing herself at people, and men weren't even paying attention. They weren't even paying, and Paula could put on all the prosthetics she wanted to, the fanny pads. She was trying to get to land a man, and nobody was paying any mind. Nobody. Listen. Nobody. And the stuff was free. You can go into the candy store for free, and nobody wanted the candy. Nobody. The only fool who stepped into the candy store was Benny Hinn, and look what it cost him. Look what it cost Benny. But nobody was paying Paula White any, no one was paying attention to her religiously, and nobody was paying her any mind physically. The woman is gruesome. that bottom lip of hers looks like she's got, it looks like a love seat. It's so huge. It looks like a love seat becoming a sofa. Her bottom lip is bigger than her fanny. Now, I can tell you as a man, that's not very appealing. If your lips are bigger than your fanny, that's not very appealing. No. Here's more from Paula.
You can fast. I hate fasting now. It's tough, but I'm going to fast one day. So if I don't like it, but I'll push to do it if you can. Join me. We'll corporately fast for mom. There's been multiple claims and efforts to try to sabotage him. And part of the...
Multiple claims and efforts to sabotage her? What is she, an elite politician? Does she have Secret Service? What attempts? This is a fabrication. Like I said, no one could care less about her. No one cares. No one cares. This is a fabrication. There have been claims and attempts. Show me one attempt. Show me one police report. Show me. None whatsoever.
Reason that we have to pray when we say something like the plans of the enemy, the plot of the enemy, is because the whole point of prayer is to pull down and bring forth into manifestation the plan of God. It's an awareness that we then manifest, as you just preached.
I want to share something.
Now, there's Paula. She can't help herself. Now, her son is supposed to pray for her, but she grabs the mic. She can't help herself. She wants to be relevant. She wants to make a grandiose statement. Porky Pig wants to make a grandiose statement. She's grabbing the mic because she's got some revelation from God that she wants to impart to us. Let's see what that revelation is all about.
Because I'm not going back for surgery they want to do a whole bunch to restore, to loosen the joint, to do all these other things. I'm not doing that. But my body, they think, is allergic and rejecting the metal. So there's metal in my foot. There's titanium in my foot, so they've got to get it out. And my body keeps pushing all the metal out.
Well, that's not sabotage. The doctors, these doctors are professionals. No one's sabotaging her. Her body's rejecting what the doctors put in. That's a common occurrence. How many people have gone in for surgery and they don't react well to the medication? They have what they call side effects. No one's sabotaging her. No, and I mean, if they want to kill you, they go for the brain. They go for your head. Not your foot. All you have to do, listen, let's not be so stupid. Read Revelation, read Genesis 3:15. In Genesis 3:15, it says, Satan will bruise the heel of Messiah, but Messiah will step on the serpent's head. When the enemy comes to attack and he gives you a blow at your feet, that's not life-threatening. Receiving a blow on your heel is not life-threatening. Now, you receive a blow in your head, that's life-threatening. So Satan goes for Messiah's heel, and Messiah goes for Satan's head, and who comes out winning? Messiah does. So when they're so stupid. Oh, my foot, my titanium in my foot. The doctors have to take the titanium. Well, something in the foot is not life-threatening. No one's out to get her. Here it is again. Because we can't believe what we're hearing, even though that's how they're spinning it.
That we then manifest, as you just preached.
I want to share something, because I'm not going back for surgery to... They want to do a whole bunch to restore, to loosen the joint, to do all these other things. I'm not doing that. But my body, they think, is allergic and rejecting the metal. So there's metal in my foot. There's titanium in my foot, so they've got to get it out. And my body keeps pushing all the metal out. It pushed the metal pins out the first time. Now this time, so like on my skin, it's just excruciating pain because it's pushed it through the bone and pushed it out. So we're doing...
Well, if you have surgery in your foot, you're not supposed to be running after your husband while he's on tour. And, the way you pronounce it is tour. Her husband tours as a rock and roller, but she says tour. I have to be with John because he's on tour. you can't make this up. So, of course, listen, if you go for foot surgery, but you're chasing down your husband, every time he goes on tour, you're at the airport, you're getting on the plane, you're getting off the plane, you're jumping up and down at the concert, of course your foot's not going to heal. It has nothing to do with the devil. You're up there in age. You can't do what you did when you were a teenager. You had foot surgery. You got to lie down. Your foot's got to be elevated. Your foot has to go through therapy. But here you are chasing your husband because you're afraid that he's going to throw himself at the groupies. See, Paul is afraid that some younger woman is going to take her husband. So that's why she's an octopus. She's all... love her husband. She doesn't let him breathe. And when she's not with her husband, she's with Trump at the White House. So no wonder your foot can't heal. You're like Satan going to and fro. God asks Satan, where have you been? And Satan says, I've been to and fro all the earth. If God was to ask Paula, where have you been? I've been to and fro. I've been going to rock concerts and to the White House. To and fro. Well, no wonder your foot won't heal. No wonder the pins came out. That's how retarded she is.
The minimal of what I have to do. But I'm not letting them do any reconstruction, not letting them do anything else. So it's something that I wouldn't do. This is not elective. It's something that we have to get metal out of my body. So you can be specific to pray. This will be a very small incision. That the anesthesia will be right. It'll be quick. That those pins will come out. The bone won't try to do anything. That they'll just come out quickly. No problem with the bone. No tear in the ligaments or scar tissue or anything like that. Amen.
So, God, everything that she spoke, we declare is coming to pass right now according to your purpose.
This kid is stupid. When you pray to God, you're asking him to do something. You're not telling him what's going to be done. He says, God, right now I declare. That's not a prayer. You were asked to pray for your mother. When you pray for your mother or you pray for anyone, you're asking God to assist, to take over. You're not saying, God, come here. Now listen to me. I declare. That's not a prayer. A declaration is not a prayer. A petition is a prayer, not a declaration. There's a difference. There's a difference. When my kids come to me on Fridays and they say, Dad, can I have some money for the weekend? Can I have my allowance so that I can go out with my friends this weekend and hang out? Okay, they're asking me. That's a prayer. They don't storm in tomorrow. Now, Dad, you're going to give me now my $50. You're decreeing. You see, you're declaring. That's not what you do to God. And this guy is the senior pastor of the church. He's the senior pastor, this guy? Are you kidding me? whoa, he needs to go back to school. But it really wouldn't help him because he's a jackass.
Let him do any reconstruction, not let him do anything else. So it's something that I wouldn't do. This is not an elective. It's something that we have to get metal out of my body. So you can be specific to pray. This will be a very small incision, that the anesthesia will be right, it'll be quick, that those pins will come out, and the bone won't try to do anything, that they'll just come out quickly. No problem with the bone, no tear in the ligaments or scar tissue or anything like that. Amen.
So, God, everything that she spoke, we declare is coming to pass right now according to your perfect will. That will, God, that it declares healing, life, eternal life, truth, God, wholeness and blessing, God. And, God, I thank you that with her in surgery is the Spirit of the Lord.
Okay, that's enough of that. He's declaring. He's telling God what to do. All right, let's listen to the second audio. I have another one that's a doozy. Another doozy. Same thing. It has to do with her foot now. This is the second service. Here's another audio on her foot.
And when I went to get just this little bunion surgery, and I'm working these heels today. They hurt, but I'm working them, baby. I'm working them.
So there you go. You want prayer, but you're not wearing your cosmetic shoes. You're wearing stilettos. You're wearing hooker shoes. You're wearing stiletto. I'm working them, baby. I'm working my shoes, baby. See, she's asking for prayer for her foot. But why are you asking for prayer if the same thing that caused you to have foot problems is what you're resorting to now? The doctor told her, stay off your stilettos. You have hit a certain age. You can't wear those shoes no more. Well, I'm working them, baby. I'm working them, baby. I got my shoes on, baby. I mean, a total jackass. A complete, you know. Why go for the surgery? Why? I mean, forget your foot. Put screws in your head. I mean, going for surgery. When they take out the titanium screws off your foot, at the same time, have them put that titanium screws in your head. This is insanity. This woman is insane. I mean, she's had foot surgery because for 30 years she's been wearing hooker shoes even to sleep. I mean, she sleeps. I mean, think about it. She doesn't wear footies. She doesn't wear pajamas with footies. She wears pajamas with stilettos. She wears pajamas with stilettos. She's taking a shower with stilettos. She's playing tennis with stilettos. Everything she does is stilettos. 6-inch heels. No wonder you need reconstructive surgery. And she wants prayer. Pray for me. And Bradley, could you fast? No, I hate fasting. I mean, the whole family screwed up. The whole family. So here she is, the second service, talking about how she needs surgery on her foot. Surgery on her foot. Listen, when they put her down, when they put her under, when the anesthesiologist gets working, deal with the lip. See if you can surgically repair that lip. Cut it down to size. I mean, it looks like the Blob. You remember the movie The Blob, the Steve McQueen, The Blob? That's what it looks like. And somebody's got to tell her, stop taking close-up photos on Facebook. You're scaring me. You scare me. Some of the saints send me photos of Paula White on Facebook. Hey, look how she looks now. It's scary. Don't send me any more close-ups of Paula White, please. I'm having nightmares. Having nightmares. So when they put her under, operate on the lip, take the titanium screws out of her foot, out of whatever bone it's in, and then screw it in her head. Put it in her head. She's got some loose screws. She's got some screws missing in her head. Take the screws from the bottom and put them on top.
And when I went to get just this little bunion surgery, and I'm working these heels today. They hurt, but I'm working them, baby. I'm working them. I'm letting the devil know he's a liar. I'm working them.
Is she a jackass or what? How do you telegraph the devil? How do you inform the devil that he's a liar because you're wearing hooker shoes? Someone, listen. Maybe I didn't go to school long enough. Maybe I didn't take that class. How do you tell the devil you're a liar by wearing prostitute shoes? How? And the reason why I call them stiletto prostitute shoes, hooker shoes, is because in all of her other audios, that's what she uses them for, to hook men. And I played the audios, and that's why in her case, when my wife wears stilettos, my wife's not a hooker. When my wife wears stilettos, she is not a lady of the night. She's not a woman from the red light district. But when Paula wears them, she is. So how do you tell the devil, how are you sending the devil a message? The devil, you're a liar. Look at me. I got my stilettos on. How in the world is that telling the devil he's a liar? What does wearing stilettos have to do with Satan being a liar? That's how stupid she is. Listen, saints. If you don't think this is insane, this is the president's advisor. She goes on Fox News, and they call her the president's advisor. She's the president's spiritual advisor, and she's telling the devil, she's sending the devil a message. She's telling the devil he's a liar because she's wearing her shoes. Well, I got my shoes on. I don't think I'm sending any message to the devil. I don't think the 5 billion people on the planet are sending the devil any message because they're wearing shoes. Here it is again.
And when I went to get just this little bunion surgery, and I'm working these heels today. They hurt, but I'm working them, baby. I'm working them. I'm letting the devil know he's a liar. I'm working them. All right?
Well, you may be telling the devil he's a liar, but he's telling you, he's calling you a dimwit. Devil, look at me, devil, you're a liar. And he's saying, look at me, Paula, you're a jackass. They're doing a show about you today, Paula. They're giving you the award again, Paula.
And I was just having a little simple bunion surgery. I mean, just remove this. And it created all these complications. By the way, pray for me because I do go have this.
No, we're not praying for you. Listen, you got hooker shoes on. You're supposed to be wearing those geriatric shoes. You're supposed to be wearing those big fluffy white shoes. They're ugly looking, but I mean they're supposed to help you with your bunions. They're supposed to help. They're therapeutic shoes. And no, I'm not going to pray for you. You're going to say to me, pray for me. I just sent the devil a message. I told the devil he's a liar, but I'm smoking weed. But pray for me. Pray for me. Why am I going to pray for you? You're smoking weed. This is insane. Pray. I'm wearing my shoes. The devil's a liar. And basically what she's saying is the devil is a liar and y'all stupid and pray for me. That's what she's saying. Because if you do pray for her, you're stupid. Those shoes are the reason why she's had reconstructive surgery on her foot, and also because she keeps putting her foot violently into her mouth. That's why her lip is so fat. Somebody asked me, is she injecting herself? Is she trying to make her lip? No. She keeps putting her foot in her mouth, and since it goes up there so fast, it keeps bumping up to that lip, and it's like somebody's punching her in the lip. But it's the foot in the mouth. So the foot in the mouth has jacked up her lip, has jacked up her foot, and she wants prayer. No, she's not getting any prayer. I'm not praying for her. And no sane person would be praying for her.
And when I went to get just this little bunion surgery, and I'm working these heels today. They hurt, but I'm working them, baby. I'm working them. I'm letting the devil know he's a liar. I'm working them. All right? And I was just having a little simple bunion surgery. I mean, just remove this, remove this. And it created all these complications. By the way, pray for me because I do go have the screws. I fly to California tomorrow and I go back under surgery. So do pray for me, okay? So do not let me go without prayer, right? And this is to be just a simple little thing. And it was to be able to get back in my heels and run and walk and everything else. 7 months later, I can't tell you how many doctors and how much therapy and how much finances and how much pain and how much it changed my life.
Well, because you keep running after, you're so jealous, you're so afraid that some younger woman is gonna take your husband away from you, that you keep running after him in all these different concert tours. I'm going with John. John's going on tour. I said, what is she saying? And finally we figured it out. Oh, he's going on tour. John's going on tour. What did you say? What is that? I'm telling you, it's hilarious. So, yeah, 7 months later, why? Because you won't give your foot a break. Because you're like Satan to and fro in the whole earth. You're like old Slewfoot. Chasing your husband. Like an octopus all over him. Can't let the guy breathe. And then when you're not all over your husband, you're all over Trump. Doesn't let the guy breathe. Oh, the president this, the president that, the president this, the president that. Shut up already. Over there at the Rose Garden on the National Day of Prayer, hobbling up there, hobbling. Needs to have a foot up in the air, hobbling up there. But listen, she has to insinuate herself. She's gotta be in. She's gotta get the photo op.
My heels and run and walk and everything else. 7 months later, I can't tell you how many doctors and how much therapy and how much finances and how much pain and how much it changed my life, because something that's just to be simple. I never had pain in my foot. I just didn't fit into my nice heels, and I wanted to get back into my shoes, all right? Because I was not going to give up those shoes. I'm still not, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I'm not going to give up my shoes in the name of Jesus. This is a retarded woman. And that's preaching, saints. That's what they get up there. That's what they say behind the pulpit. People want to go home. People are tired. They've seen the circus all day long. They don't want any more circus. They want the circus to end. And she's talking about, I'm getting in my shoes in Jesus' name. What does Jesus' name have to do with hooker shoes?
And it was to be simple, but it ended up because it didn't take right, and so the pins came out too early, and the whole foot, hear this, the whole foot fell apart because of one bone and because of a joint. Now hear this, when the whole foot fell apart, it caused some problems in this leg, and this leg made the hips come out of socket, and the hips came out, and now it threw my back out, and the back's sitting on some nerves, which caused some circulation problems, and the circulation problems caused my blood cells not to carry the oxygen right, which then begin to attack my skin, which is your largest organ, which is other parts of your body, my breathing and everything else. And it just seemed like one simple little part. But do you know that you think you're just...
So there she is. My foot's connected to my ankle. My ankle's connected to my knee. My knee's connected to my hip. My hip's connected to my back. My back's connected to my skin. I mean, this is, I mean, she sounds like Frankenstein. She sounds like Frankenstein. Here it is again. This is what people go to church to hear a sermon, not to talk about Frankensteinian anatomy.
It was supposed to be simple, but it ended up because it didn't take right, and so the pins came out too early, and the whole foot, hear this, the whole foot fell apart because of one bone and because of a joint. Now hear this, when the whole foot fell apart, it caused some problems in this leg. And this.
Okay, so the foot fell apart, then the leg fell apart. The foot's connected to the leg.
Leg made the hips come out of socket.
So the leg made the hip come out of socket.
And the hips came out, and now it threw my back out.
The ankle bone's connected to the knee bone. The knee bone's connected to the leg bone. The leg bone's connected to the backbone. And that's as far as it goes, because the backbone's not connected to anything since I don't have a spine and I don't have a brain. This is hilarious. This is hilarious.
And the back's sitting on some nerves, which caused some circulation problems. And the circulation problems caused my blood cells not to carry the oxygen right, which then begin to attack my skin, which is your largest organ, which is other parts of your body, my breathing and everything else. And it just seemed like one simple little part. But do you know that...
So there you have it. So Paula gets the award. Paula gets the award. She does. She earned it. Her son gets the award. It's a family award. They can share it. They can keep it in Paula's great house, and Paula can share it with her son. Her son can have it a few days. She can have it a few days, and that's that. I mean, have you ever heard of anything so stupid? I have never heard of anything as stupid as that. Now, then her rock and roll husband went to leading worship. He went to leading worship. He had to go, you know, because now Paula White, the apostle, made her husband the rock and roller. She made her husband, her rock and roll husband, the guy from Journey, she made him worship leader, minister of music, all right? So here he is. This is him leading worship on the same Sunday now, on the same Sunday. That's why I'm giving it to the whole family. I'm giving it to her, her son, and her husband, and her daughter-in-law, the whole family. Listen to this. This is her husband leading worship.
Connected to my ankle bone. That's how they connected those dry bones. Do 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 do.
Senator, I said it.
And that's her Hall of Fame rock and roll husband. So the whole family now is into foot and bone and ankle and knee bone and thigh bone and hip bone and backbone. And I'm telling you, what a wackadoo family. What a crazy, crazy family. Saints, listen. If you go to Paula White's church, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get, listen, it's a stable. Do you know that Paula White has a horse stable? Paula White on her Instagram and Facebook keeps putting out pictures about a horse stable, and she supposedly has horses and she rides horses. I suspect that horse stable is for the entire family. That's where they really live. I suspect that's where they really, really live. And that's going to do it today, Saints. That's going to do it today. I'm sure you wouldn't argue with my choice. Now, we keep giving it to Paula. But you have to admit, there's no denying that her family has earned it this week. And so, once again, the award stays with Paula White and her family of donkeys. God bless you, Saints. Love you much in Jesus. God bless.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer can, I climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louie and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to him, and he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance, da, 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 da. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings you chucharil. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey.